Kamala Harris's San Francisco to examine, replace up to 100 monuments. By Joel B. Polak on August 29, 2024. The city of San Francisco, where Vice President Kamala Harris started her political career, is set to evaluate roughly 100 monuments to determine whether they should be removed or replaced. The San Francisco Chronicle reported. San Francisco is about to embark on evaluating its nearly 100 statues and monuments to figure out which ones no longer represent the city's values and should be removed from view, relocated or reinterpreted with explanatory plaques. The debate over the city's monuments began in 2018 with the removal of the Early Days sculpture from the Pioneer Monument in the Civic Center because it represented a Native American seated before a Spanish Catholic missionary. The effort gathered steam amid the racial justice movement in 2020 that followed the murder of George Floyd. That year, crowds toppled statues throughout the country that glorified Confederate Civil War leaders, which critics said paid homage to the country's racist past. In the name of racial justice, as Breitbart News reported at the time, rioters toppled a statue of Ulysses S. Grant, who led Union armies in the Civil War, which resulted in the liberation of America's black slaves. The Chronicle notes that other statues were toppled, such as those of St. Junipero Serra and Francis Scott Key. Mayor London Breed established a commission to study the issue of statues and monuments, which recommended the new review that is to be undertaken. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.